The man accused of setting off a deadly bomb during the 1996 Olympics has pleaded guilty. Eric Rudolph was accused of the bombing in Atlanta's Centennial Olympic Park and to three others. He spent most of yesterday in court in Birmingham and Atlanta facing government prosecutors. Then Rudolph issued his own statement. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
In Atlanta, Rudolph gave only short yes and no answers to the judge's questions. In a calm, monotone voice, Rudolph pleaded guilty to planting a bomb during the 1996 Summer Olympic Games. He admitted to planting bombs at a women's clinic, at a gay and lesbian nightclub in Atlanta, and at a clinic in Birmingham where abortions are performed. Two people were killed and more than 120 injured in the four bombings. U.S. Attorney David Nemias says the Olympic Park bombing was the beginning of Rudolph's reign of terror, but he says it's over.
It ended with certainty, immediacy, finality, and protection of public safety. Eric Rudolph has admitted that he is guilty of all four bombings in Atlanta and Birmingham. There can be no doubt anymore about who is responsible for these crimes, and there can be no uncertainty about the results of long and complex trials.
As part of the plea agreement, federal prosecutors are not seeking the death penalty in exchange for Rudolph's guilty pleas. Another part of the deal involved Rudolph telling the government about more than 250 pounds of explosives he had hidden in the North Carolina mountains. One bomb was found buried in Murphy, North Carolina. Joe Kennedy is the resident agent in charge with the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
The 5-gallon bucket container was buried on a hillside next to a major thoroughfare and several hundred yards from the armory where the command post was set up.
That bomb was part of a plan Rudolph had to strike the FBI command post in Murphy after he'd been a fugitive for some time. But U.S. Attorney Nemias says Rudolph apparently changed his mind.
Thank God that that didn't happen, that for whatever reason, and I would attribute some of it at least to Eric Rudolph's fear of being caught by the efforts of all the people up there that ultimately related in his capture, these people dedicate their lives to public safety every day. So any effort to try to excuse the activities to attack people like this is horrendous.
After his court appearance in Atlanta, Rudolph issued an 11-page single-space statement, the first time he spoke out about the bombings at all. Rudolph was fighting an ideological war. He says he committed the series of bombings in an effort to bring down an unjust government that supports abortion. Rudolph said he believes abortion is murder and that he believes the use of force is justified to stop it. He also said he's opposed to what he calls the homosexual agenda. As for the Olympics, Rudolph had planned a series of five bombings during the Games, but he could not pull them off. He said his purpose was to, quote, confound, anger, and embarrass the Washington government in the eyes of the world for its abominable sanctioning of abortion on demand. Rudolph faces four consecutive life sentences with no chance for parole. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.